www.attableek.com, the reviver of Iman.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن الدنيا أرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافره في الجنة ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافره في النار ألا فاعملوا أنتم من الله على حذر واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يراه ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يرى أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam Allah's greatness, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal This is wara'ul wara, beyond human comprehension أكبر من كل كبير أقوى من كل قوي أعز من كل عزيز أعظم من كل عظيم أجل من كل جليل Greater than anything with greatness More majestic than anything with majesty More powerful than anything with power More mighty than anything with might More glorious than anything with glory وهو الذي في السماء إله وفي الأرض إله He is the Ilah of the heavens He is the Ilah of the earth له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى ألا إن لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض ألا إن لله من في السماوات ومن في الأرض Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, everything between the heavens and the earth, everything beneath the earth belongs to Allah. For it to come into existence, it is dependent on Allah. Any makhluk, any creation, whatever task or function it is carrying out, it is dependent on Allah. And for its existence to terminate, it is dependent on Allah. Nothing has come of its own accord, nothing remains of its own accord, and nothing leaves of its own accord. Ahad is only Allah. Samad is only Allah. What does this Samad mean? Totally, completely independent of this entire creation. Qaim bizatihi is only Allah. Qayyum is only Allah. Allah is Qaim, Allah exists. Allah does not need ruh. Allah does not need a soul. Allah does not need food. Allah does not need a particular position or space. Allah exists of its own accord. Everything else besides Allah, its existence is dependent on Allah. Samad. La yasta'inu bi shay doesn't take help from anything. La yahtaju ila shay is not dependent on anything. لا ينفعه شيء, nothing benefits Allah. لا يضره شيء, nothing harms Allah. لا يخفى عليه شيء, nothing is concealed from Allah. خالق كل شيء, Allah is the creator of everything. لطيف بكل شيء, Allah exhibits His kindness towards everything. عليم بكل شيء, Allah has knowledge of everything. قبل كل شيء, Allah is before everything. بعد كل شيء, Allah is after everything. فوق كل شيء, Allah is above everything. ليس كمثله شيء, there is nothing that is like Allah. Allah's greatness, Allah's azmat, this puny human intellect, this brain, piece of flesh, what they say, 100 billion nerve cells interconnected. Such a brain Allah has given this human being that it is said if the nerve fibers of the brain of one person has to be open. From this masjid, Darussalam, in Pretoria or Lodium, if you make a rope with the nerve fibers of the brain of one person, go right up to the moon, around the moon it will come back to this masjid. 580,000 kilometers long is the nerve fibers of the brain of one human being. It is said 1 millimeter, each millimeter of that nerve fiber contains the retentive capacity of more than 18 supercomputers put together. Such a brain Allah has given. This insan is still a huge creation. If you look at the tiny, tiny creations of Allah, ants. Ant can only see 1 centimeter in front of it, can't see more than that. Yet when an ant moves, it moves in a straight line. Thousands and thousands of ants moving in a straight line with limited eyesight. It is not possible if you exercise your mind, use logic for them to travel in a straight line. رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى. What does the Quran tell us? What does Allah say? Allah is the Rabb. Rabb. One Mufassirin explains this term, Rabb. What is Rabb? Normally we translate sustainer, nourisher, provider. What is Rabb? He says that Zat and that being who brought you from non-existence into existence. And then after bringing you into existence, took you through the various stages of your development. Every stage before you reached it, He knew what you required and fulfilled that requirement. Till He took you to perfection, that is your Rabb. And Allah is not just Rabb of insan. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allah is the Rabb of every alam, Rabbul Mashriq wal Maghrib, East, West, Rabb is Allah. Rabbul Mashariq wa Rabbul Magharib, East, West, North, South, Rabb is Allah. Rabbul Mashriqain wa Rabbul Maghribain, Rabbul Samawati Saba wa Rabbul Arshil Azim, Rabbul Aradina Saba, Rabbul Samawati Saba, Rabb of the seven heavens, Allah. Rabb of the seven earths, Allah. Rabb of East, West, North, South, above, below. Aynama tuwallu, Rabbul Kawni wal Makan. Aynama tuwallu, turn in any direction. Fathamma wajhullah, you will find the jalwa of Allah. Everything belongs to Allah. Everything belongs to Allah. يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Look at the authority contained in this expression of Quran. يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah does as He wants to do. يَهْدِي مَن يَشَاءُ. Guidance, hidayat in the hands of Allah. يُضِلُّ مَن يَشَاءُ. Deprivation of this in the hands of Allah. يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. Wealth, affluence, لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ, in the hands of Allah. وَيَقْدِرْ, want, poverty, need, strife, in the hands of Allah. تُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ, respect, dignity, honor, status, nobility, recognition, in the hands of Allah. تُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ, disgrace, downtroddenness, humiliation, ignominy, falling from grace, in the hands of Allah. يَخْتَصُّ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ, He will become the recipient of the mercy of Allah. مَنْ يَشَاءُ, who Allah wants. يُؤَيِّدُ بِنَصْرِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ, He will receive the help of Allah. مَنْ يَشَاءُ, whom Allah Ta'ala wants. يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورَ أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ أَقِيمًا. What are these verses telling us? People sometimes they want male children, female children are coming. مَنْ يَشَاءُ. They want female children, male children are coming. May yasha. They don't want children, child upon child. May yasha. They want children, this fertility expert, this IVF treatment, still no children are coming. May yasha. Allah gives males to whom He wants, females to whom He wants, pairs to whom He wants, deprive whom He wants, makes barren whom He wants. May yasha, that happens which Allah wants, my Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every day, from amongst the dua ma'asura, the duas that are manqul from Janabi Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the sabak and lesson of iman that the ummah was taught. My Nabi would raise his hand, how would he address Allah? One of the expressions, he would say, Ma sha Allahu kan. Ma sha Allahu kan, wa ma lam yasha lam yakun. That happens which Allah wants. That happens which Allah wants. And that which Allah doesn't want, all the forces, all the armies, all the technologies, all the governments of this world can get together by the qasam of my Allah. Lam yakun will never happen. Ma sha Allahu kan. كَمَا شَاءَ كَانْ فِي الْوَقْتِ الَّذِي شَاءَ عَلَى الْوَجْهِ الَّذِي شَاءَ مِنْ غَيْرِ زِيَادَةٍ وَلَا نُقْصَانٍ وَلَا تَقَدُّمٍ وَلَا تَأَخُّرٍ. That happens which Allah wants. In the time Allah wants. In the manner Allah wants. Not before Allah wants. Not after Allah wants. Not less than that which Allah wants. Not more than that which Allah wants. وَمَا لَمْ يَشَاءَ. And that which Allah doesn't want can never ever happen. He would go on, أَعْلَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا. Then he said, he used to say, Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching his ummah iman. أَعْلَمُ. He says, I know, I have total, complete conviction. My Allah has qudrat over everything. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا. And the knowledge of my Allah is such that it encompasses every facet of his creation. This puny human intellect can never do justice to describing Allah. That personality, Allah gave him such aql. Allah gave him such aql. Allah gave him such intelligence. Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Wahab bin Munabba rahimullah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَمْ يُعْتِ جَمِيعَ النَّاسِ مِنْ بَدْءِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَىٰ إِنْقِضَائِهَا مِنَ الْعَقْلِ فِي جَنْبِ عَقْلِهِ إِلَّا كَحَبَّةِ رَمْلٍ بَيْنَ رِمَالِ الدُّنْيَا. He said, if the combined uqul and intelligence of every human being from Adam alayhi salam to the last person to come before Qiyamah had to be pooled together and equated to one grain of sand, then the aql and intelligence of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be all the grains of sand on the surface of the earth. That aql, that intelligence, that intellect, yet what does he say? Allahumma la astati'u thana'an alayk anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Oh Allah, I also cannot praise you as you ought to be praised. Ya Allah, you as you have praised yourself. Look at the man Allah praises himself. Sabbaha lillah. سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ هُوَ الْأَوَّلُ وَالْآخِرُ وَالظَّاهِرُ وَالْبَاطِنُ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ يَعْلَمُ مَا يَلِجُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا وَمَا يَنْزِلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَمَا يَعْرُجُ فِيهَا وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. One expression. What does Allah say? سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, every facet of this creation, every creation of Allah is making tasbih of Allah, glorifying Allah, praising Allah, different manner, different form. Subbuhun, Quddusun, La ilaha illallahul malikul haqqul mubeen. Referring to what we were saying earlier, ants, tiny creation of Allah. Rabbuna alladhi a'ta kulla shay'in khalqahu, thumma hada. Allah says, Allah is Rabb. Allah is Rabb. Allah has created every entity and given it the necessary inspiration and guidance for it to carry out its function and task. Go in the jungles of Africa, look at the ant colonies. Beautiful structures, homes they build right in the heart of the jungle. Hisne Haseen, fortified fortress. A makhluk, a creation of Allah. He said plus minus 1 million ants form one colony. Tiny creation of Allah, they can't see beyond 1 centimeter yet. When they build their homes, there is cognizance of the direction from where the sun rises, where it sets. Ventilation system, sewage disposal system, cognizance of the direction by which the wind is blowing. Where does this aql come from? Where does this intelligence come from? Where does this inspiration come from? It is said If the nervous system of 100 million ants is put together, its weight will be 20 grams. One creation of Allah. سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ Everything in the heavens. Allahu Akbar. What has Allah created in the heavens? How many malaika of Allah? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَطَّتِ السَّمَاءِ أَطَّتِ السَّمَاءِ وَحُقَّ لَهَا أَنْ تَعِطْ مَا فِيهَا مَوْضِعَ أَرْبَعِ أَصَابِعَ إِلَّا وَفِيهَا مَلَكٌ وَاضِعٌ جَبْهَتَهُ سَاجِدًا لِلَّهِ He said, the sky creaked and groaned. حُقَّ لَهَا أَنْ تَعِطْ Couldn't take the weight. Why should it not be so? حُقَّ لَهَا أَنْ تَعِطْ Why should it not be so? He says, you will not find the space of four fingers, but there is one angel making sajda before Allah. How many angels? Baytul Ma'mud, the Kaaba of the Malaika. From our Kaaba to Allah, you draw a straight line going upwards, seventh heaven, it will strike the Baytul Ma'mud. It is said every day, the creation of Malaika precedes the creation of the heavens and the earth. Yet from the time the Malaika were created, every day, 70,000 angels make tawaf of Baytul Ma'mud. For how long has this been going on? Scientists estimate the age of this universe to be 13.4 billion years. True or not true, Allah knows best. Hypothetically, if we assume 13.4 billion years every day, 70,000 malaika make tawaf of Baytul Ma'mud, this will carry on till Qiyamah, one angel will not get a second chance. How many creations, how many angels? One makhluk of Allah. Jibreel alayhi salam comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qurtubi is the narrator of the hadith. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in Ghar Hira. Jibreel is what? Sahib al-Wahi. Quran introduces itself. Wa innahu, mufassirin say, ulama say, there is no better, more succinct explanation of what the Quran is than that which the Quran gives itself. Wa innahu latanzilu rabbil alameen, nazala bihi ruhul ameen, ala qalbik litakuna minal mundirin. What is this Quran? Wa innahu لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ It is a revelation from Rabbul Alameen. Who brought it? نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ Ruhul الْأَمِينَ Jibreel brought the Quran. How many times? How many times did Jibreel come to Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Previous Anbiya, they said Jibreel 10 times, 12 times, maybe 15 times, maybe 50 times. Some Anbiya didn't come at all. Such was the maqam status of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah sent Jibreel 24,000 times to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 24,000 times. Kalamullah, Allah's kalam. This is Allah's sifat, Allah's quality. According to the mafhum of the riwayat, the first revelation of Quran took place on the Lawh-e Mahfuz. What we call the protected tablet, this is such a vast creation of Allah. The magnitude, we cannot even fathom or realize how vast this creation is. Yet it is said that the Quran was revealed in a written form upon the Lawh-e Mahfuz. If it was revealed in its original form, Kalamullah, Allah's sifat, Allah's kalam, the Lawh-e Mahfuz would have split asunder. If this Quran was revealed on its original form, what does Allah say? لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. If this kalam of Allah, if this Quran had to be revealed on a mountain, the mountain would have been crushed, would have turned to dust out of the fear of Allah. Where was the Quran revealed? وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ Jibreel Amin brought it. Where was the Quran revealed? عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ Upon the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a heart. Qari Ayaz rahimullah in his shifa, he mentions the riwayat. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a little boy in the care of Halima Sa'diya radiallahu anha, his foster mother, the first shaqq sadr took place. This occurred a few times in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where his chest would be opened, the heart would be taken out, and the heart would be bathed in zamzam. Little boy playing in the field, malaika came, they lay him down, they opened up his chest, no anesthetic, no operating table. The chest was opened, the heart was taken out. Qazi Ayaz Rahimullah mentions this riwayat that on that occasion, the malaika, when they saw the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they said, "Qalbun waki'un aw shadid." What a heart this is! What a heart this is! Zinhu bi asharatin min ummatihi. Compare this heart with 10 hearts of his ummat put together. They found that the nuraniyat and the strength of this heart superseded 10 hearts put together. Then they said, compare it with 100 hearts. They found that this heart superseded 100 hearts put together. Jibreel said to them, why are you wasting your time? Put the hearts of the whole humanity on one side and this heart on the other side. This heart would outweigh the hearts of the entire humanity put together. Such a heart. That was the nuraniyat of the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The capacity of the heart. Why? Because this heart had to receive and accept the Quran, the kalam of Allah. لا تحرك به لسانك لتعجل به إن علينا جمعه وقرآنه نزل به الروح الأمين على قلبك. On the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Such a Quran this ummah was given. Yet today, where is the value for Quran? Where is the realization of what is Quran? Where is the consideration in Ummah today to bring in our lives the day of the Quran, the night of the Quran, the message of the Quran, the akhlaq of the Quran? This question was put to Aisha Ummul Mumineen radiallahu anha, that describe for us the akhlaq and character of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What an answer our mother gives. Beautiful. Concisely, one sentence. What does she say? Kana khulukuhul Quran. Kana khulukuhul Quran. If you want to understand what was the day of the Quran, what was the night of the Quran, what was the character of the Quran, what was the etiquette of the Quran, what was the message of the Quran, what was the invocation of the Quran, what was the invitation of the Quran, what the Quran wanted, then you will find it in Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was the living Quran. Today this Quran, our elders say, ek na ashna peygham ban chuki, has become an irrelevant message for us. Such a Quran Allah gave this ummah. That day is coming. That day is coming. وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. The Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will complain to Allah. That Ya Allah, my ummah put this Quran behind their backs. They turned their backs on the Quran. Such a Quran, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Man ja'alahu amamahu saqahu ila al-jannah." The one who will keep the Quran in front of him, this Quran will take him to Jannah. "Waman ja'alahu khalfahu qadahu ila al-nar." And if my ummah will turn its back on the Quran, the same Quran will take them to Jahannam. Allama Zamakhshari rahimahullah, great mufassir of the Quran, he says that the Quran has no name, but if a name had to be given to the Quran, it would be this expression found in the last verse of Surah Ibrahim, where Allah Ta'ala says, "Hada, hada, balaghul linnas. Hada, balaghul linnas. وَلِيُنذَرُوا بِهِ وَلِيَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا هُوَ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ وَلِيَذَّكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ." What would be the name of the Quran? Hada, this. Balaghul linnas. This is tabligh for the entire humanity. This is a message for the entire humanity. This is a revelation for the entire humanity. Tanzeel, mimman khalaq al-ard wa samawati al-ula, ar-Rahman, ala al-arsh istawa, lahu ma fi al-samawat, wa ma fi al-ard, wa ma baynahuma, wa ma tahta al-tara, wa in tajhar bil-qawl, fa innahu ya'lamu al-sirra wa akfa, Allahu la ilaha illa hu, lahu al-asma'u al-husna. Tanzeel, revelation. Mimman khalaq al-ard wa samawati al-ula, from that Allah who created the heavens and the earth. That Allah whose arsh is, that Allah who rose upon his arsh arising in keeping with his greatness. That Allah to whom the heavens and the earth belongs to. That Allah whose sifat, attributes, sami', alim, basir, qadir, hears everything, sees everything, has knowledge of everything, has qudrat over everything. Wa in tajhar bil qawl. Allahu Akbar. One sifat of Allah, the listening of Allah. Allah is Sami'. Quran was revealed from such an Allah. Allah describes himself, wa in tajhar bil qawl. Shout out, Allah hears you. Shout out, one person, Allah hears you. Somebody standing in front of you, one person speaks, you can hear. Two people speak simultaneously, perhaps you will hear. Three people speak simultaneously, loudly, it will become difficult to comprehend what the three people are saying. What Allah is listening? Allah is listening. لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم وحيكم وميتكم ورطبكم ويابسكم وذكركم وأنثاكم قاموا في صعيد واحد فسألوني فأعطيت كل إنسان مسألة ما نقص ذلك مما عندي إلا كما ينقص المخيط إذا أدخل البحر. Allah says, O my slaves, if the first and the last amongst you, every living, every dead, every male, every female, every insan, every jinnat, from Adam alayhi salam to the last person to come before Qiyamah, current world population, 7 billion plus minus. Allah says, every human being, all on one plane, all of you speak to Allah at one time. India, one of the most populous countries in the world, 360 different languages. They estimate that in the world today there are 600 different languages. Different languages, different dialects. Nowadays somebody speaking the same language you don't understand. They say a few Irish people came to South Africa, they were having a conversation. So the one said, you know, somebody asked him, why you left Ireland, came to South Africa? You haven't heard about the crime, the raping, the looting? Did you come here to die? He says, no, I didn't come to die, I came yesterday. Same language, yet difficult to comprehend, dialect. Allah says, if every human being, every insan, every jinnat, all at one time speak to Allah, the deaf speak to Allah, the dumb speak to Allah, some loudly, some softly, some whisper, even lower. I'm talking, my lips are moving, even lower, my tongue is moving, even lower. Close the lips, stop the tongue, the heart speaks. وَأَسِرُّوا قَوْلَكُمْ أَوِجْهَرُوا بِهِ إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. Allah says, speak loudly, speak softly, it is equal for Allah. Every human being, every insan, every jinnat, hundreds of language, hundreds of dialects, hundreds of different modes of expression, different modes of expression, different mannerisms of speech. Allah says, it comes in the riwayat, يَسْمَعُ ذَجِيجَهُمْ بِاخْتِلَافِ لُغَاتِهِمْ وَلَهْجَاتِهِمْ. Allah will listen to each one as if that person is speaking alone to Allah. Allah will listen to each one. It will not confuse Allah. It will not confuse Allah what they are asking. فَآتَيْتُ كُلَّ إِنسَانٍ مَسَأَلَةً. And Allah says, if I have to grant every insan, every jinnat, whatever they ask and beyond that, مَا نَقَسَ ذَلِكَ مِمَّا عِنْدِي إِلَّا كَمَا يُنْقِسُ الْمِخْيَةُ إِذَا أُدْخِلَ الْبَحَرِ. This will not diminish from my greatness, not that much. Not that much, not that much, as if you were to take a pin, poke it into the ocean, lift it up, how much of water that pin has diminished from the oceans. Not that much would the fulfillment of the desires of every insan and every jinnat diminish from the treasures of one Allah. We haven't understood who is Allah. This was the day and night of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. From Adam alayhi salam to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the first fundamental primary effort every Nabi of Allah made. That which Quran sounds out again and again. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُ وَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُ شَهِدَ اللَّهُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُ. From wherever, however, whatever shape, whatever form, it appears that anything is doing to take the sword of La and slash away at everything in existence. The shop is not doing, the job is not doing, degrees are not doing, economies are not doing, industries are not doing. La, 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 La. Jo La kaha, wo La hua, wo La bhi usme La hua, juz La hua, kul La hua, phir kya hua, Allah hua. حرام على قلب أن يدخله النور وفي شيء مما يكرهه الله. It is haram, it is impossible, it is inconceivable that the nur of Allah's ma'rifat, Allah's recognition, will enter a heart in which there is ghayrullah. ما جعل الله لرجل من قلبين في جوفه. Allah hasn't given one human being two hearts. This heart will either contain Allah or it will contain ghayrullah. One of the most fearsome verses of the Quran, وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah says, the day is coming, we will reveal what is in this heart. Today the person is in sajda, mata, forehead is on the ground before Allah. Nabi Islam said, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ. He says, you cannot go closer. You cannot go closer to Allah than you are when you are in sajda. Ecstasy, maza, enjoyment of life, wallah, 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 without sajda is impossible. This insan has to lower himself before Allah. That muazzin calls out 5 times every day, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Jummah salah masjid is full. What happens the next salah? What happens the asr? What happens maghrib? What happens isha? What happens the fajr of next day? Has this ummah understood or comprehended what it means for azan to be called and for this ummah not to come to the masjid? This is that command of Allah, Isa alayhi salam. The miraculous birth takes place. Maryam is worried. What will be the reaction of the people? Inni nadartu lirrahmani sawma falan ukallima alyawma insiya. فأتت به قومها تحمله قالوا يا مريم لقد جئت شيئا فريا يا أخت هارون ما كان أبوك امرأ سوء وما كانت أمك بغيا فأشارت إليه قالوا كيف نكلم من كان في المهد صبيا قال إني عبد الله آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت وأوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة ما دمت حيا. Time is limited. Cutting the incident short, Maryam alayhi salam, child is born, worried about her reputation, what would be the reaction? Bani Israel, when they used to fast, if they spoke, the fast used to break. If they spoke the truth also, the fast used to break. Through the shafqat and mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this ummah was given such a fast, that if this ummah speaks lies and makes ghibat also, the fast doesn't break. For that ummah to speak, the fast would break. So she was advised, say that you are fasting, make ishara, fasharat ilay. They said, how can we speak to a child in a cradle? Isa alayhi salam miraculously spoke. What did he say? Amongst the message that he gave, first message, Osani vis salah, Allah commanded me with salah. Ya Maryam uqnuti, warka'i, wasjudi, ma'ar raki'in. Maryam alayhi salam was commanded with salah. Ismail alayhi salam, wa'mur ahlaka bis salati. Commanded with salah, wa kana ya'muru ahlahu bis salati wa zakah, wa kana inda rabbihi mardiyya. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, aqimis salah. And the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not one time, not 2 times, not 3 times, not 4 times, not 5 times, not 6 times, not 7 times, not 8 times, not 9 times, 10 times, Allah in the Quran, aqimus salah, as if the earth is telling you, the mountains are telling you, the rivers are telling you, the streams are telling you, the other creations of Allah are telling you, the sun is telling you, the moon is telling you, the stars are telling you, aqimus salah. And my Nabi, the breath breaking from his body, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, last gasp, last words, leaning with his head against the chest of Aisha radiallahu anha, As-salah, wa ma malakat aymanukum. It became softer and softer and softer. Finally, Allahumma al-Rafiq al-A'la. Oh my ummah, guard your salah. Guard the rights of the subordinates, of the poor, of those who are lower than you. Salah, wa ma malakat aymanukum. Until the last word as he left this world, As-salah, Allahumma al-Rafiq al-A'la. And 95% of the believing ummah is away from the masjid. We have taken an axe and we are striking against our own foot. What help of Allah is going to come? How are conditions going to change? What direction are we looking? Where are we trying to address the problems that are facing this ummah? People are chanting, having marches, men and women together in the name of Islam. Youngsters with jeans and t-shirts, Ray-Bans on and gold necklaces, raising big, big flags. We are the warriors. We are the warriors of Islam. We are going to raise the flag of Islam. That youngster can't lift the 50-ounce blanket off his body at the time of Fajr. What flag of Islam is he ever going to raise? What help of Allah is going to come? Quran is calling out, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ Run back to Allah! Run back to Allah! Run back to Allah! Turn to Allah! Allah is waiting! We have erected idols, idols of industry, idols of commerce, idols of rands and dollars, idols of the ringing of the coins of this world, so that the person physically is in sajda, his heart is making sajda to these idols. What is this heart beating with? Whose love? Whose attachment? Whose dependence? Junaid Baghdadi, great Arif Billah, one night he's making tawaf of Ka'batullah. Here's a young girl reciting a few couplets. Abal hubbu an yakhfa wa kam qad katamtuhu fa asbaha indi qad anakha wa tannaba idha ishtadda shawqi hama qalbi bi dhikrihi wa in rumtu qurban min habibi taqarraba yabdu fa afna thumma ahya lahu bihi wa yus'iduni hatta aladha wa atraba. What is the crux of what she was saying? She was saying, Ya Allah, I locked it up, I tied it up, I tried to contain it, I put chains around it. I tried to suppress my love for you, but my love for you refused to be contained. Like a dam bursts its wall, my heart overflowed with your love. Oh my Allah, when I cannot find you, it is as if I have died, this whole world has turned dark for me. Oh Allah, when you reveal yourself to me, the whole world lights up for me and I come alive again. Arif Billah, like Junaid Baghdadi, fails to understand the import of what she's saying. So he says, oh young girl, fear Allah, what are you saying? What is her response? Lawla tuqa, lawla tuqa, lam ahjuru an tib al wasani, inna tuqa kama tara, sharradani anil watani. Junaid, if I didn't have his taqwa, if I didn't have his shauq, if I didn't have his love, if my heart was not inclined towards him, why am I not sleeping on my bed in the dead of night? It is his love, his taqwa, that has brought me to his house in the dead of night. Then she asked him the question, tell me, what are you making tawaf of? He says, I'm making tawaf of Ka'batullah. She looks at the heavens, Ey Allah, Ey Mere Allah, Tere Bande Kitne Pagal Hai Ke Tujhko Chor Kar Pattaro Ka Tawaf Kar Rahe. Ya Allah, how foolish your slaves are. They have forgotten you and are making tawaf of stones. The true seeker of Allah will become oblivious of everything but Allah. We have no other purpose. Wallah, by the qasam of my Allah, there is no other purpose, there is no other success, there is no other dignity, there is no other honor. This ummah today is searching for dignity, for honor, for status, for recognition, for power in what? In rands and dollars. In buildings and industries, in economies. Wallah, wallah, by the qasam of my Allah, in the eyes of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if one person becomes the owner of everything of this entire world, in the eyes of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what has he achieved? He has not even achieved the wing of one mosquito. That heart in which la ilaha illallah comes, wallah, this whole world will appear to be dust. This yaqeen has to come. Like the poet says, yaqeen mithle khalil atish nashini, yaqeen Allah masti khud gazini, suno tehzeeb hazir ke giriftar, gulami se batar be yaqeeni. Bring the yaqeen of Khalilullah and Allah will turn fires into gardens for you. Bring the yaqeen of Allah and you will taste the ecstasy of this life. Wallah, there is no mazah, no ecstasy, no enjoyment, except when this mata, this forehead, will go on the ground before Allah. In Allah's name, Allah has kept ecstasy. In the recognition of Allah, Allah has kept enjoyment. Ibrahim bin Adam rahimullah used to say, Ahlul layli fi laylihim, alazzu min ahlil lagwi fi lagwihim. He used to say, the people of tahajjud salah, the people of the night, the people of the musalla, the people that have turned to Allah. Wallah, Allah gives them that ecstasy, that enjoyment, that satisfaction that the people of the dens of haram and vice will never experience. Alazzu min ahlil lagwi. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimullah used to say, there is a jannat. There is a jannat. There is a jannat in this world. Till you don't enter this jannat, you will not experience the jannat of akhirat. What he was referring, the satisfaction and the ecstasy and the maza and the enjoyment Allah has kept in his ibadah. In turning to Allah, in putting this forehead on the ground before Allah, in taking the name of Allah. This world is nothing. This ummah is looking for success, dignity, recognition in the things of this world. Kullu man alayha fan. Everything will be destroyed. There is only one reality, one haqiqat, that we have to find Allah. We have to find Allah, we have to become Allah. Al-Imanu fi qalbi al-rajul an yuhibba Allah azza wa jal. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what is Iman? What is Iman? What is Iman? He said, Iman in the heart of a person is that his heart should be filled with the love of Allah. Malik bin Dinar comes in the court of Harun Rashid, ruler of 3 continents. One of the greatest Abbasi rulers. Geographically, understand the extent of his kingdom. From Baghdad to Kashmir. From Baghdad to Portugal. From Baghdad to southern France. From Baghdad to Chad, Senegal in northern Africa. One kingdom, 3 continents. When he would look at a rain cloud, he would say, Umturi haythu shit wa sayujba ilayya kharajuki. Rain wherever you want. The produce of your rain will still be in the kingdom of Harun. Such a vast kingdom. Malik bin Dinar patches on his clothing, enters the court of Harun, addresses him, Assalamu alayka ya Zahid. What does this word Zahid mean? It comes from the word Zuhud, which means to be content with little. To be content with little, that is a Zahid, one who contents himself with very little. Harun Rashid is shocked. This beggar, or this poor man with tattered clothing, is calling me the ruler Zahid. He said, explain yourself, what do you mean by calling me a Zahid? Allahu Akbar, what does he say? Nadarta ila dunya. Harun, your gaze went to the dunya. Allati la yusawi janaha ba'ud, that is not equal to the wing of one mosquito also. And where did my gaze go? Wa idha ra'ayta, thamma ra'ayta na'eeman wa mulkan kabira. Allah says, when you see my jannah, when you see my jannat, وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ ثَمَّ رَأَيْتَ نَعِيمًا وَمُلْكًا كَبِيرًا, you will see bounties and you will see a vast kingdom. Who is saying this? Someone got 10 rand in his pocket, he says, I got a lot of money. What is he talking about? 10 rand. Someone has 100 rand, he says, I got a lot of money. Someone is a millionaire and says, I got a lot of money. Allah says, مُلْكًا كَبِيرًا, what must jannat be? If Allah says, مُلْكًا كَبِيرًا, such a jannat, such a jannat, inna adna anglil jannati manzila. Rasulullah s.a.w. said, the lowest jannati. Very often I mention this, it is not appropriate to use this word low in relation to jannat. But this is the direct translation of the word that is found in the riwayat. Inna adna anglil jannati manzila. Nabi s.a.w. even mentioned the name of the last person who will come out of Jahannam. His name will be Juhayna. He will be from the Juhayna tribe. The last person to come out of Jahannam. For his istiqbal, for his welcoming reception. Nowadays they have red carpet ceremony. How long carpet? They put red carpet, 10 meters, 15 meters. The carpet for the istiqbal and welcome of the last person to enter Jannat. Lowest rank of Jannat. Nothing lower than this. The carpet will be 40 years long. Flanked on either side by servants. Allah describes those servants in the Quran, يَتُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ وِلْدَانٌ مُخَلَّدُونَ. First word that Quran uses, يَتُوف, tawaf. What is meant by this? You have servants in this world, when your back is turned, what happens? They stop working. When you're looking, they're working, running around. Moment you turn your back, they stop working. The servants of Jannat will not be like that. Yatuf, they will be moving all the time, tawaf. Sometimes with kebab, sometimes with curry, sometimes with fruit, sometimes with wine, sometimes with honey, sometimes with milk, they'll keep bringing. Flanked on either side by 80,000 servants. The first dastarkhan of Jannat. For the lowest Jannati, there will be 80,000 different types of food. But not like the food of dunya. This world, you go to a big function, they give you some soji or some sweet gajar halwa in the beginning. You eat a little bit, they bring one plate of biryani, eat one plate, bring another plate. Piping hot, maybe very tasty. You might eat another plate, they bring a third plate, you don't want to look at it. Why now you need Eno, You need something to sort out, indigestion, heartburn, this problem, that problem. How much can a person eat? You cannot eat. This world, you reach a satiation point. You get exceptions to the rule. Once there was a person who was traveling somewhere, past the town. Somebody saw this is a stranger, so invited him home. Made him sit, went and fetched hot roti, left it, went to fetch the curry. By the time he came with the curry, the roti was finished. Then he went to fetch some more roti. By the time he came with the roti, the curry was finished. Started making sa'i, safa marwa, up and down. Bringing plate upon plate. Each time everything is finished, by the time he reached, he got tired, all his food got finished also. Finally that person got satisfied. So he started a conversation with him. By where are you going? He says, I'm going to so and so town. Why? I'm going to see a doctor. I suffer from an illness. What do you suffer from? He says, I suffer from lack of appetite. He said, do me a favor on your return journey. Don't pass my town. Use some other road. Generally in this world, how much can a person eat? Jannat, 80,000 different types of food. First dastarkhan. Yet, what does Rasulullah s.a.w. say? Yajidu fi akhiri luqmatin minha ladhatan lam yajid qablaha. He will experience in the 80,000 morsel that lazzat, that ecstasy that he did not experience before that. Jannat will get better and better and better. After he has eaten, is it just eating? No. Then the veil will be lifted. The curtain will be lifted. وَحُورٌ عِينٌ كَأَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَكْنُونَ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ كَوَاعِبَ أَتْرَابًا عُرُبًا أَتْرَابًا كَأَنَّهُنَّ بَيْضٌ مَكْنُونَ كَأَنَّهُنَّ الْيَاقُوتُ وَالْمَرْجَانُ. What descriptions Allah gives? Mentioned in the riwayat, min asabi'i rijlaiha ila rukbatayha min az-za'fran. From her toenail to her knee will be made out of za'fran, saffron. Min rukbatayha ila thadiyaiha min al-miskil khalis. From the knee up to the chest will be made out of musk. Min thadiyaiha ila unuqiha min al-ambar al-ashhal. From the chest up to the neck out of amber. Min unuqiha ila ra'siha min al-kafur al-abyad. From the neck to the top of the head out of camphor. سِتُّونَ ذِرَاعًا فِي السَّمَاءِ قَامَتُهَا. What will be her height? 130 feet tall. 130 feet tall. Don't worry, the height of the male also, go to Jannat, won't be 5-6 feet. Otherwise you'll need a ladder. The other day someone was giving one story, they say there was this farmer, he told his laborer, listen, malish my horse. Farmer's back was turned, so laborer went to sleep. Tied the horse up, someone came and stole the horse, took it away. He woke up, he was worried now. What's going to happen? Farmer is going to get upset with me, he's going to beat me. Because I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do. So quickly he went and caught one rabbit and started malishing the rabbit. So the farmer came and asked, where's the horse? He said, there's the horse. He says, what, this is not my horse? He said, no, I made so much malish that now this is the horse. Adam alayhi salam's height was 130 feet. Over the ages, humanity got shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter. Now it's 5 or 6 feet. As it goes further, even shorter it will become. Jannat, qamatu Adam. The height of the male will be 130 feet tall. Sittuna ziran fis sama'i qamatuha. Her height will be 130 feet tall. Her hair will run from the top of her head right up till her heels. One strand of that hair, my Nabi said, if it is brought into this world, the entire universe will become fragrant. Her hair will be interspersed with sapphires, with diamonds, with rubies, with emeralds. All the jewelry of this world put together will not equal one pearl on the hair of one woman of Jannat. Such a Jannat. Women of such indescribable beauty. لو أن بنانا من بنانها بدا لطمس ضوء الشمس كما تطمس الشمس ضوء النجوم. If she had to cover her entire body, cover her entire body and just reveal one fingertip, one fingertip. By the qasam of my Allah who is listening, if she reveals that one fingertip in front of the sun will become invisible. Such beauty, sata'a nurun fil jannah, farafa'u asarahum, fa'idha huwa min thagri khawra, dhahika fi wajhi zawjiha. Allah's Rasul said, a blinding light shot through Jannat. Jannat is nur. This is nurun ala nur, light upon light. Beautiful light shone through Jannat. People became perplexed, where did this light come from? They started investigating. One hoor of Jannat smiled at her husband, her forehead became exposed. This was the light that shone through Jannat. Women of such beauty, خُلِقَتْ مِنْ سُلَالَةِ الْمِسْكِ وَالْعَمْبَرِ وَالْزَعْفَرَانِ وَالْكَافُورِ. She has been created from the quintessence, the mixture of musk, amber, saffron and camphor. نُورُ وَجِهَا مِنْ نُورِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Where is her beauty from? Cosmetics? Applying this cream and that cream. Just earlier today we saw an advert somewhere. Put this, so little bit price, put this, everything will disappear, her face will become young again. Marketing tactics, Allah knows best. Where did the beauty come from? Nuru wajiha min nurillahi ta'ala. The beauty of her face is from the nur of Allah. Yadallu yanzuru ilayha sab'eena ama. The first gaze. How long will he look? He will stare transfixed at the beauty of this woman. The first gaze will last 70 years. One of our elders, Mahatari Jameel Sahib, Allah give him long life. Once he was mentioning, he said, I went somewhere in Bayan and I spoke about this. The first gaze, 70 years. He said, there was an old Babaji in the Jamaat. After Jamaat, he came by me. He says, Maulana, tell me, will he just be looking or will there be something else after that? Sirf dekhte rahenge. Will he only be looking? This is just an analogy. If the look is such, what will be the ecstasy? What will be the enjoyment? Abu Huraira, this is ordinary Jannat. There is a VIP Jannat. There is a VIP Jannat, Jannatul Firdaus. In Jannatul Firdaus, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala reports, there is one Hur, her name is Aina. What is her beauty? Jami'ul Huril Aini Ushaqun Laha. The rest of the Hurs of Jannat are Ashiq of Aina. Lola anna Allah ta'ala qada. لِأَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ أَلَّا يَمُوتُ لَمَاتُ مِنْ حُسْنِهَا وَجَمَالِهَا. If Allah had not ordained that it is impossible to die in Jannat, just looking at Aina, the Jannatis would have died. The heart and the liver would not have been able to bear the ecstasy, the rush of ecstasy that would have come just looking at this woman. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, she will come out of her palace. On her right hand side will be 70,000 servants. On her left hand side will be 70,000 servants. What will be the nida? What will be the call? What will be the incantation? What will be the invocation? What will be the invitation of Aina? Aina al-amiruna bil-ma'roof wa-nahuna anil munkar. Inni likulli man amara bil ma'ruf wa naha anil munkar. Where are the people of da'wat and tabligh of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? This ummah has failed to realize its maqam. This is the ummah of the Quran. This is the ummah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is the ummah. Hada balaghul lin nas. Was given this Quran that was tabligh for the entire humanity. What we say? What we say, what is our nisbat today? When the man had one small shop, you call him shopkeeper, he was happy. Opens up a few shop, call him shopkeeper, he gets angry with you. He says, I'm not a shopkeeper, I'm a businessman. One factory he owned, small factory, you call him factory owner, he's fine with it. Opens a few factories, call him factory owner, he gets upset. He says, I'm an industrialist, I'm an entrepreneur, I am this, I am that. I belong to this club, I belong to that society. Can't you see that what's added to my name? All the titles, PhD and whatever it is, long line of names. What have we linked ourselves to? Jifa, a dead corpse. That which is not equal to the wing of one mosquito also. What we say, I'm not tablighi. There was one jor taking place in Lodium. I just came to see what's going on. I'm not tablighi. This ummah has demeaned itself. This ummah has lowered itself. Aina, what is the call? Aina al-amiruna bil-ma'roof wa-nahuna anil munkar. Where are the people of da'wat and tabligh of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Inni li kulli man amara bil-ma'roof wa-naha anil munkar. Allah has made my nikah with every one of the people of da'wat and tabligh. This is not an ordinary ummah. When we talk of amara bil-ma'roof nahi anil munkar, when we talk of da'wat and tabligh, when we talk that Quran is balagul linnas, tabligh for humanity, who is going to convey? Who was muballigh awwal? Who was the first muballigh? Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a weight, such a responsibility placed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Previous Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, what does Quran say? Wa ila adin akhahum huda faqala ya qawm. Wa ila thamud akhahum saliha faqala ya qawm. Inna arsalna nuhan ila qawmihi. Wa li kulli qawmin had. Wa in min ummatin illa khala fiha nadir. Previous Anbiya, one qawm, one nation, one people, limited period of time. This carried on throughout the ages. Till that moment came, which the entire humanity, this universe, was holding its breath for. The coming of Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Tajadari Madina, Sarwari Kainat. He came with a nubuwat that was unique. He came with an alami nubuwat, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا. عالمي نبي. What does this mean? Every human being from 14 centuries ago, from that time right up till Qiyamah, whether in America, whether in Australia, whether in China, whether in Europe, wherever, whoever it may be, the fikr and concern of the Jannat and Jahannam of that person had been placed on the shoulders of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a burden of responsibility. Such a dar, such a pain, such a concern, such a worry. Then he comes to Khadija radiallahu anha. Ya Khadija, in qata'a ayyamun nawmi wal raha. Man adu, man yastajib. O Khadija, the days of sleep and rest for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam have come to an end. 360 idols in Kaabatullah, and Allah says, tell them what Allah is doing. 360 idols in Kaabatullah, Baytullah. And what was the extent of the task that had been placed upon him? Man adu, man yastajib. Who am I going to call? Who is going to listen? What is her response? Anta awwalu man tad'u wa ana awwalu man astajib. Ya Rasulullah, you be the first to give the da'wat. I will be the first to say labbaik upon your da'wat. And from the first day she was a partner. Partner with a husband. The pattern was laid down for the ummah till qiyamah. What is the role of the wife? What is the maqsad of the Muslim home? Khadija, the first home of this ummah. She gave everything. Everything. Bukhari Sharif hadith. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jibreel comes to him. Ya Rasulullah, Khadija is on her way carrying some food for you. Allah has sent me to convey his salams to Khadija. She has suffered greatly for the sake of your deen. Allah has sent me to inform her that her home in Jannah is already prepared. La safa bafihi wa la ta'ab. There will be no tiredness, no difficulty, no pain, no hardship. Everything was given. Salam from Allah. The ummah is being taught, what is your maqsad, what is your purpose? What hardship, what difficulty, what pain, what persecution didn't Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam undergo for the sake of this ummah? Himself he says, Udhitu fillah, ma lam yudha ahad, ukhiftu fillah, ma lam yakhaf ahad. وَلَقَدْ أَتَتْ عَلَيَّ ثَلَاثُونَ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَوْمِ وَلَيْلَةٍ مَا لِي وَلِبِلَالٍ مَا يَأْكُلُهُ ذُو كَبِدٍ إِلَّا مَا يُوَارِي بِهِ ابْتُ بِلَالٍ. He said, I suffered for the sake of my ummah in the way of Allah more than any human being in the annals of history. I was made to fear more than any human being in the annals of history. And they passed upon me and Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, 30 consecutive days, 1 month. And there wasn't sufficient for both of us to eat besides what Bilal radiallahu anhu could conceal underneath his armpits. Sahaba understood. In Uhud, there was pandemonium, confusion. Many sahaba dispersed momentarily. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, few chosen companions, 16 or 17 of them, they formed a human wall around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Bakr, Umar, Ali radiallahu anhum, Sal bin Hunayf, Ka'b bin Ajra, Abbad bin Bishr, Abu Dujana radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Qatada bin Nu'man radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Talha, Zubair, and a few other Sahaba. Qatada bin Nu'man, as the arrows were coming towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used his own face as a shield. One arrow enters his eye socket and his eyeball comes out. He turns around, faces Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at Qatada in this condition, takes the disgorged eye socket in his hand, places it back in the socket, makes dua to Allah, Allahumma ja'alha ahsan aynay, Allah make this the better of the two eyes. The son of Qatada bin Nu'man would say, anabnu alladhi salat ala al-khadd aynuhu faruddat bikaff al-mustafa ahsan al-raddi fa'adat kama kanat li awwal marratin فَيَا حُسْنَ مَا عَيْنِي وَيَا حُسْنَ مَا كَفِّي. He would say, I am the son of the one whose eyeball rolled down his cheek. It was returned back into the socket by the hand of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَعَادَتْ كَمَا كَانَتْ لِأَوَّلِ مَرَّةٍ. It became better than the other eye. What a beautiful eye. What a beautiful hand that placed that eye. Arrows raining down. Towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba form a human shield. In Shi'ab Abi Talib, in the valley of Abu Talib, three years, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam boycotted. Not allowed to trade, no food, no water. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a father also. He had to see his little child, little baby Fatima, holding the dress of her mother Khadija radiallahu anha. Ummi ala tash, ummi ala tash, ummi ala tash. Oh my mother, I am thirsty. Oh my mother, I am thirsty. Oh my mother, I am thirsty. He had to witness that. At that time, they said this boycott will continue unless you will hand over Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to us. Abu Talib, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Such love he had despite not having iman. At that time he recited, he formulated a poem. What is referred to as Qasida Lamiya. 90 couplets, a few of those couplets. كَذَبْتُمْ وَبَيْتِ اللَّهِ نُبْزَى مُحَمَّدًا وَلَمَّا نُطَاعِنُ دُونَهُ وَنُنَاظِلِي وَنُسْلِمُهُ حَتَّى نُصَرَّى حَوْلَهُ وَنُذْهَلَ عَنْ أَبْنَائِنَا وَالْحَلَائِلِ وَأَبْيَدَ يَسْتَسْقَى الْغَمَامُ بِوَجِهِ ثُمَالُ الْيَتَامَ عِسْمَةٌ لِلْأَرَامِلِ. What was the crux of it? He said, we will never hand Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over to you. If you want to reach him, then you have to form a mountain of our corpses before you will harm one hair on the body of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The misdaq and the truth of that statement was not shown on that occasion. It was shown a few years later in Uhud. When this human shield formed around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Sahaba used their own bodies to protect Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Arrows raining down. Utba bin Abi Waqqas, Abdullah bin Qamiya, Mal'oon, manages to find a hole in the wall. Goes forward, takes his sword, brings it crushing down on the shoulder of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with such force. He says, "Khudha wa ana ibn Qamiya." Blood spurting from the Mubarak shoulder of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The businessman of today, his business is steeped in riba and interest. The businessman of today, walk in that business, not in any direction is any vestige of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Music blaring, haram environment, nakedness in every direction. Where is the realization of the qurbani and sacrifice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The young housewife of today walking openly in public. This is why our elders say, Bepard, bazaaron mein phirna, Nabi ke zindagi ke mazaak hai. Karobar ko sood par chalana, Nabi ke zindagi ke mazaak hai. To walk openly in public is a mockery of the qurbani of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To run our businesses on riba and interest is a mockery of the Qurbani of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Mubarak blood, wallah, all our lives put together, all our lives put together cannot even equal one drop of that Mubarak blood. What was it spilled for the sake of this deen, for the sake of this iman, for the sake of hidayat? Utba bin Abi Waqqas picks up a huge rock, flings it over this human wall. That rock comes crushing down on the face of Rasulullah. Strikes him on the side of his face. So that the helmet that he was wearing, some of the pieces of metal go into the side of the face of Rasulullah. He steps backwards. And as he steps backwards, there's a hole behind him. As he falls, the side of the neck of Rasulullah strikes a rock until he falls into the hole and he falls unconscious. His face full of dust. His hair full of dust. His body full of blood. Which faith? Which faith? Wadduha. Wadduha. Allah takes qasam. According to the tafsir of Fakhruddin Razi rahimahullah, one tafsir of this, wadduha tere roshan chehre ki qasam. By the qasam of your shining face, wallayli idha saja, by the qasam of your beautiful black zulfa, today that same zulfa is full of dust. That face is full of dust. Which face? Ulama say amongst the myriad miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one mu'jiza was his face. Anyone who would look at that face with true desire in his heart, just looking at his face would become convinced this was the Nabi of Allah. When he was born that night, the next morning, the night of his birth, the next daybreak, one Jew runs around Makkah Mukarramah in a panic. Tell me, was a child born last night? Was a child born last night? They said, yes. Is his father alive? They said, yes. He said, I'm not talking about that child. Was a male child born last night whose father is not alive? They said, yes, the grandson of Abdul Muttalib was born last night. He said, take me to him. When he comes, the newborn Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just a few hours old. When this Jew looks at his face, immediately, وَيْلٌ لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ لَقَدْ خَرَجَتِ النُّبُوَّةُ مِنْهَا وَرُحْتُمْ بِهَا يَا مَعْشَرَ قُرَيْشِ وَاللَّهِ لَا يَسْتُوَنَّ بِكُمْ سَطْوَةً يَظْهَرُ أَمْرُهَا فِي الشَّرْقِ وَالْغَرْبِ. He says, halakat and destruction upon the Bani Israel. Nubuwat has left you forever. Mubarak to you, Quraysh. And he points to the child. He says, the nur of this child will light up the entire universe. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, مَا رَأَيْتُ شَيْئًا ما رأيت شيئا أحسن من رسول الله. He says, I have never seen anything more beautiful than the face of Rasulullah. كأن الشمس تجري في وجهه. He says, it is as if the sun would shine from his face. وَإِذَا ضَحِكَ يَتَلَالَوْ فِي الْجُدُرِ. When he would smile, the nur of his smile could be seen on the wall in front of him. Hind bin Abi Hala used to say, يَتَلَالَوْ وَجُهُ تَلَالُ الْقَمْرِ لَيْلَةَ الْبَدْرِ. And his face used to shine like the 14th full moon. Jabir bin Samura says, كُنْتُ فِي لَيْلَةِ أَضْحِيَانِ. It was the 14th full moon night. Allah's Habib was lying with his head in my lap in the courtyard of Masjid al-Nabawi. I looked at the moon, I looked at his face. I looked at the moon, I looked at his face. By the qasam of my Allah, the nur and effulgence of his face outshone the moon. Abdullah bin Salam, a scholar of the Jews, he said, I heard that Qurayshi who claims he's the Nabi of Allah has come to Medina. It was the first khutbah. Irtajjan nas, the whole of Medina gathered. I was curious. I also came. Falamma nazartu ila wajhihi. He says, when I saw his Mubarak face, tabayyantu, mere dil ne yaqeen kar liya. My heart attested to me, anna wajhahu laysa bi wajhi kadhab. That this is not the face of a liar, this is the face of a Nabi. That same Mubarak face in dust, unconscious sahaba, were worried. There were no words to describe their concern. They thought Rasulullah s.a.w. has become shaheed, na'uzu billah. Few little while later, Nabi s.a.w. gains consciousness. 70 of the Ansar of Medina had been made shaheed. 70 Ansar had been made shaheed. Homes of Medina were broken. Women had become widows. Children had become orphans. The beloved of Allah, this was his condition. They turned to him in one voice and they said, Ya Rasulullah, Udu Allah alayhim. Invoke the curses of Allah upon them. Invoke the curses of Allah upon them. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allah had given such wisdom that Nabi Sasam said, Lo kana ba'di nabiyun lakana Umar. If there to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. He says, on that occasion, if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his hand and made baddu'a, La halakna min indi akhirina. Such was the condition of the beloved of Allah, that by the qasam of Allah, Allah would have wiped the earth free of insan. Ya Rasulullah, make baddu'a. He turns to his sahaba and he says to them, Ama inni lam ub'at la'anan. He says, O my sahaba, Allah has not sent me as one who will curse his ummah. Innama bu'ithtu da'iyan wa rahmatan. Allah has sent me as a da'i. Allah has sent me as a muballigh. Allah has sent me as a da'i. And Allah has sent me as a rahmat, a mercy. Allahumma ahdi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Wallah, give my ummah hidayat. Wallah, give my ummah hidayat. What persecution, what hardship, what difficulty didn't they meet out against him? Yet he gave qurbani, and then qurbani, and then qurbani, put sahaba on qurbani, put his family members on the qurbani. Stones would be tied to the stomachs. The homes of Medina would be empty. Behind this was one fikr, one cry, one concern. Then how every person on the surface of this earth can be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannah? This ummah has inherited that. My respected brothers, understand, like salah is an order of Allah, and like zakat is an order of Allah, and like hajj is an order of Allah, by the qasam of my Allah, da'wat and tabligh is an order of Allah. This is not some organization. This is not a movement. Every reciter of kalima, everyone who believes that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was khatamun nabiyyin, la nabiyya ba'dahu, wa la ummata ba'da ummatihi, no nabi to come after him, no ummat to come after his ummat, has become responsible to make his day the day of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to make his night the night of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to make his fikr, to make his concern, to make his cry that of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These ishtimaz, these jor, these gatherings are for this, my respected brothers. Wake up from our slumber. How much longer are we going to chase after this useless, worthless dunya? Jannat is waiting. The hoors of Jannat are waiting. That day is coming. That day is coming when we will have to present ourselves before Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this age of zulmat, in this age of darkness, in this age when the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was dying, in this age when the janazah of his sunnat was coming out of the homes of the ummah, in this age when like ants, humanity was going towards Jahannam, who is there amongst us that will become a mercy for this ummah? Like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a mercy, who is there that will prepare some excuse that we can present before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment? My respected brothers, for this, don't look left, don't look right. Don't look left, don't look right. Time is running out. Time is very limited. The clock of our life also is ticking. Stand up, my respected brothers. Stand up and give our names to go 4 months in the path of Allah. Come, my respected brothers, very, very quickly. Stand up and give our names. No one should be sitting. No one should be sitting. Make decision tonight. Now is the time to make decision with Allah. Ya Allah, you accept me. You accept me for the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept my wealth. Accept my life. Accept my children. Accept my progeny. Wallah, Allah will accept us. Our iman will be protected. Our homes will be protected. Our livelihood will be protected. Allah will give us the barakat and samarat. Not only of this world, but of akhirat also. Stand up and give our names, my respected brothers. Stand up, mashallah. All those brothers, if you haven't been performant, now is the time. Break the back of shaitan. Stand up, my respected brothers. 4 months in the path of Allah. All these brothers that are standing, it has come in our heart. Allah accept us. Say ameen, my respected brothers. Please, my respected brothers, salah will be on time. Salah will be at 1:45. So please, don't disrupt the tashkil. Don't disrupt the gathering. All these brothers that are standing now, we make a humble appeal to you that proceed to the back. The courtyard at the back, mashallah. Rest of the brothers, give them way. No one lead the gathering. No one walk besides these brothers. The rest of the brothers, come forward. Fill the gaps, mashallah. Come forward.